Good morning, everybody. When someone dies, Chalila, the Chachamim instituted three different levels of avelos, of mourning. The most intense is the first 7 days that we call Shiva, and then a little less than that is Shloshim, to the end of the first month. And then, if it's a parent who passes away, then one observes avelos till the end of Yud Beis Kodesh. Kaddish one only recites till the end of 11 months, but the mourning period, the avelos, extends till Yud Beis Chodesh. With respect to Tisha B'Av, the Chachamim made a takana, even though the people who were killed by the Romans at that time, that was a long time ago, that was almost 2,000 years ago. So we are not mourning now the death of the murder of all of those people. That's an avelos Yishona that happened so long ago. We are mourning the fact that we no longer have the Beis Hamikdash. On Tisha B'Av, the Chachamim made a takana that one observes avelos like Shiva, Rachmana Litzlan. In preparation for Tisha B'Av, the Tanoim had a machlekes how to read a pasuk in Navi. So there was a machlekes whether one should begin observing avelos starting from Rosh Chodesh Av, or it's enough Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av falls out in the middle of the week, so the few days before Tisha B'Av, one should observe avelos. So we passed, and then there was a machlekes whether only up until Tisha B'Av, or till the end of the week, or till the end of the month. So we passed on the Hakel in both directions. Avelos that the Chachamim instituted in preparation for Tisha B'Av only begin Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av that week, starting from Sunday before Tisha B'Av, and terminates right after Tisha B'Av. However, the minhag is by Ashkenazim. Minhag by Ashkenazim, my Sfardim is not. Minhag by Ashkenazim is that the avelos that was strictly required by the Chachamim in the Mishnah in the end of Tainis, the Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, we begin starting from Rosh Chodesh, and then we have another minhag. Ashkenazim have another minhag that we start avelos. The lightest form of avelos we start from Shivasa B'Tamuz. So tomorrow morning we start fasting for Shivasa B'Tamuz. Tonight we're not going to fast. But Mi'ikar HaDin, let's say a person goes to sleep tonight and he doesn't plan to wake up in the morning he's not going to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning in order to eat. So the din is, if he does wake up 3 o'clock, he's not allowed to eat. So some are of the opinion that, strictly speaking, the tainus of Shavuot B'Tamuz begins tonight, begins with the Shkia. Except that since fasting on Shavuot B'Tamuz today is only a minute, so that's why you don't have to fast at night, we only fast in the daytime, but if a person went to sleep, and he didn't have a mind to eat at 3 o'clock in the morning, then he has to fast tonight. So that's a machlekes whether the avelos of the 3 weeks begins with tonight or begins with tomorrow morning. What avelos do we observe in the 3 weeks? What avelos do we observe? So we observe the lightest form of avelos, that's the avelos parallel to Yud Beis Chodesh. When a parent dies, so one observes avelos till the end of 12 months, not till the end of the year. Sometimes if you have a Shana Boberus, there are 13 months. So the avelos is only for the first 12 months, not for a whole year. So the lightest form of avelos that one observes when a parent passes away in Yud Beis Chodesh is we don't permit one to go to big parties, simchas, and we don't permit one to get married. Unless he didn't get, let's say, one's parent dies and he's engaged to get married, or he was never married before. He wants to get married and start raising a family. The Tein Le'isha Banim, so then we permit it. So in the morning, the avelos period that begins with Shavuot B'Tamuz, strictly speaking, it ought to be the same, it ought to be parallel to the Yud Beis Chodesh. So let's say someone here falls in love, he wants to get engaged, wants to get married, should be mutter, just like in Yud Beis Chodesh, when a parent really passed away, one is allowed to marry. So the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch say, we observe a minig on top of the minig. The whole observance of the avelos of the Yud Beis Chodesh starting from Shavuot B'Tamuz is only a minig. So it's a minig on top of a minig. We treat these 3 weeks as an unlucky period of time to get married. Just like many have a practice not to get married towards the end of the month. You only get married at the beginning of the month when the moon is getting bigger and bigger to represent the idea our love for each other should develop and grow more and more. So, and you don't get married the end of the month. I happen to get married the end of the month. That's where it turned out. But the minig is that you try to see if you can get married. There's no minig not to get married at the end of the month. The minig is you try to see if you can get married at the beginning of the month. You can't. You get married at the end of the month. I have a lucky marriage. I have a happy marriage. There's nothing wrong with getting married at the end of the month. So, but the minig is that certain times we consider symbolically it's more lucky. So it's not lucky we feel as if it's not a smart idea to get married this season of the year. So one doesn't get married. What about tonight? If you want to get married tonight, so there are two minhagim, whether the avelus of the 3 weeks begins with tonight, or no, only begins with tomorrow morning. So the only thing we observe is nisuin. One doesn't get married, and you don't go to parties. If you have a big party, unless it's a makom mitzvah, unless someone makes a siyum, unless someone got married before, you're having a sheva brachas now. So that's a makom mitzvah you're allowed to enter sporis. One doesn't take a haircut in the 3 weeks, just like one doesn't make a haircut in the avelus yudbeis, unless a person has such long hair that he looks awful. Okay, so then just like he's allowed to take a haircut in the middle of the avelus yudbeis chodesh, he's allowed to take a haircut in the 3 weeks as well. And then there was an additional minig, the minhagim on top of minhagim. There's a minig that one abstains from eating meat and wine this season of the year. What do you mean, this season of the year? The Gemara says that after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, some Hasidim suggested to the rabbis, maybe we should abstain forever from eating meat and drinking wine. What right do we have to eat meat and drink wine if we're no longer offering on the Mizbeach food to Zitku HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We burn meat on the Mizbeach, we pour wine, Nisach HaYayin on the Mizbeach, so if we're not able to give meat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the food of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't give him wine, maybe it's not right that we should have meat and we should drink wine. So the rabbi said that doesn't make any sense. If you're going to observe such a minig, so you can't drink water either. Because on Sukkot, there used to be a mitzvah Nisach HaMayim, they used to pour water. And you can't eat bread, cake, or cookies because they record the mincha that consisted of flour. So they said it's not a smart idea to institute such a prohibition. But the women started a custom in the Middle Ages, in the days of the Baal HaTes, women started a minig that they abstain. The women are in charge of the food. They can cook whatever they want. So the women decide they're not going to give meat and wine in this season of the year. So what do you mean, this season of the year? So by Ashkenazim, the common practice today is that during the 9 days, we don't eat meat and we don't drink wine. Not everybody has that. Not all in Shulchan Aruch. Some have the minig starting from the 3 weeks. That's not our practice. Some don't even have the minig in the 9 days. But that's the common practice by the Ashkenazim. You don't have meat and you don't drink wine. And then there's a minig also. A minig on top of the minig, one abstains from reciting Shechiyonu in the 3 weeks. What kind of minig is that? When one is in Avelos, one does say Shechiyonu, if you have to say Shechiyonu. The Gemara has a din that if my father happened to have passed away, right? So let's say my father died, and let's say he was a very rich man. He wasn't. Let's say he was a rich man, and I got a big Yerusha. So I have to say two brachas. Baruch Dayan HaEmes, my father died. And Shechiyonu, that I became a rich man, or I shared the Yerusha with someone else. So you say a bracha. So there's nothing wrong with saying Shechiyonu when one is in the middle of Avelos. But there's a minig over here that this is not a happy season of the year. So we abstain from saying Shechiyonu this season of the year. Unless you have a pinyan aden, so you do say Shechiyonu. You abstain if you can. If you see a new fresh fruit and you want to eat it, so if you can save the fruit till Shabbos, so save it till Shabbos, say Shechiyonu then. If the fruit is going to get spoiled before Shabbos, so you eat the fruit now, you say Shechiyonu today. But these are the dinim and the minhagim of the 3 weeks. We don't get married, those who are thinking, you don't get married during the 3 weeks. And you take a haircut before the 3 weeks, you don't take a haircut in the middle of the 3 weeks. The Kavod Shabbos, there are different practices. I think most people here do shave the Kavod Shabbos. And you don't say Shechiyonu in the 3 weeks. And our meaning is that we only abstain from meat and wine during the 9 days. Have a nice day.
Our Rabbosai Shmuel Gop is missing his tefillin, so if you could just look around your mouth very quickly, if you see an extra pair of tefillin, let me know right away. Shai Foreman is also missing.